The bonnet of the car was open, propped up with a branch. The oil was done. Grapes were bunching on the vine. It was just morning. I had put on a belted coat to come outside. "They're tearing down the building next door," she said, twisting at the cap, face down, elbow out. The dew was close enough to miss her, on the grass all around. I held two cigarettes in two hands. "These are yours," I said. "Come away from there." "Am I allowed," she said, "to smoke with you now?" Since that day, I forged a deal with next door. I had some waste to dispose of, mainly unspeakable rubble. I walked up to the building site, tilting back my head. "Here," I said, "I live just here. Might I suggest a trade?" They said, "Good woman, the larger the skip, the more it is yours." "Well," I said, "a hot drink, how about it?" They said, "We've had just about enough of those." And I tipped in the stones with delight. I kept what I could for them. My best conversation, an infectious smile. I had no work of my own at the time. Nothing, they say, in the pipe. No smoke, no money, not a coin. I lived on a thin pole, had learned to instigate connection, but very little more. The demolition took less of a turn with each day that passed. In one day, 50 bricks were unstuck. Eventually, the mortar chipped off. The buyer came. The workers shook off their tabards and scattered. When I saw the house where the house had been, my mouth parted. Phrases that walk over me seem to do so when I want them to the least. In a crowded auditorium, a voice says, "Without your tools, you are rendered fabulous." The curtains hanging, more compelling than the stage. The conductor is a good one, I believe. The musicians are let out in advance to talk, act natural, roam around. The stretching of the legs in ties and tailoring. A holy quality. Chairs fixed to the floor. The youngest violinist wears a shirt with a cinched waist. Looks out remorsefully from it. "There won't be a dry eye tonight," says my neighbour, spreading out in opera glasses, wielding a program, impeccably printed. Spit falls upon it as she bends the back page around the spine. A distant ringing followed me home. Mouthpieces, lit curves of the curtain, the royal blue curtain imitating velvet, the silent drapery, with the capacity to fill us, you, me. Through my eyelids, bursts of the performance seem to bloom, like a bruise in low light. The window's open. I've been wide awake. The heat of the room now gone. My sneakers now washed, hang by their laces. T-shirt fell upon me, a loose cloak, surprise. I love a uniform, a holiday for the scattered mind, a pack of cards, 54 floats upon the water. Different costumes along the coast state one thing and one thing only. Frivolity. The day is long. It trips and my legs do their own thing. Hearts beat. Two mongrels share a bone. Come to think of it, never have I seen so many novels pitched over eyes. Shuttlecocks. A squeal of delight and then an aside. I do not wish to count all the times we have missed an opportunity to just live life. Between a dazzling sensation, I hear a child speak. The blues are extraordinary, at least for their clarity. I wave her into the sea, with love. Nobody is listening for a while. The child eats a whole apple. How? There's no way, I say, that we're leaving. As I wrap our hair in rough towels, picture a banquet and dismantle it, the shrimp in their basket, with one long blink. Two police people fold bridles into an open box. There is a funfair going on. I ask, can a bridle be folded? Hung, yes. But you'd want to keep the threads, the pieces apart. There usually would be a stable girl for that. The police may not have experience with bridles tangling up. The police people are wearing black jodhpurs. On their tops are bulletproof vests and what I can only assume are bulletproof riding hats. They are top heavy, their legs like spiders. Look, I laugh. What, I say, if a horse were to gallop off. I twirl a stick at the funfair, and the funfair tempts me in. A white poker, candy floss. A ride is worth nothing more than a ride, says my brain. The wind whipping, the knotting. Note the horses tied around the edge, the bashfulness of the kids, the cleanliness of the mane, the plaits, the gloves used to hold the reins. The smallest comb would be needed, and eventually scissors, ribbons, a chisel for her feet. I feel synthetically free as the ride rotates. The funfair is without conflict, I thought. Rotations, I thought, was a word used at work, meaning to shift and resolve, actually meaning to sever order. New rotations, a cover for all sins. I'm rotating out of the difficult spell, a sticky patch, with areas of bog that flash with loose change. Tent pegs braced in the face of wind. And on all sides, a cordon made of beasts. Crushing up the ice for the winter party. I used to live for chaos. Now, with the outhouse, I know the sound of a climbing bat, how to mow correctly. The more frequently you mow, the denser the lawn will be. Correctly now, she says. Well, it's a start, I say. But what I want is to hang pictures on a wall. Have you ever owned a trap for a mouse? In the old days it was a wine bottle, the door a cork, closed by hand. Mine's glass, with a self-closing entrance that keeps the creature in. It was sold to me as a highly sensitive catcher. For the sake of the children, I release them into the park. The mice find their way back, and often it's at a party. Nothing to do with the people. More like the pull of a petrol station at night. What is the difference between ash and snow? She asked me in the interview. Where are your awards? And have you ever seen a greenhouse reglazed? Surely, I said, in the first instance, one is required to smash every single pane. Her can of cola cracked. Joking aside, I said, now, hand me a brush. I'm hosing down the roof when I think of it. The best arrangements, they come in a daydream. I hear her take a snap. She must only see the base of me. The footprints of my swinging feet. The fine spray of water. Will it reach her? It's too hot to run. Better to lie in wait. Cool water from the machine. And at the press of a button, tapes from home. In a week I submit 50 articles, and where are they now? Adrift. That's all my nights fractured with a foreign pulse. The kick of adrenaline. Limitless breath mints. To all my students I say the same. Nothing is planned, but things happen. Stories write themselves. And if it doesn't fit, it never will. The fan's plugged in. I'm tired, in a collar again. With the click push of a pencil, I've erased seasonal breaks. Winter is slimmer. There's the unaddressed lust for a long weekend that I'll pause over. Sleep, says the dog, gnawing at the back pages of today's paper. Set her on a room of experts in their field and she will find the duds. The river's low. And it's so early, the billboards are still lit. Bins are piled high with bags from other bins. There's a bleed. I turn in the bed. We're going to have to start tightening the taps, tying up the live wires and cutting the white noise out. Lights out. Take the lights out of this blinking head. Deep belief blossom so as to split the shell, spill, drop out and down, sink like ink in an oil tank. Put your foot on the brake, easily done, and if the car swerves, turn the wheel the other way. Lay back. The seats are leather. Lay back. It's over. And with the mist lifted, a sigh so natural, your own company, so good you don't know that you're in it. Lie down and speak to the start. Lie down and in your ear, from the rafters, loose talk. Lights out. Take the lights out of this blinking head. Deep belief blossom so as to split the shell, spill, drop out and down, sink like ink in an oil tank. Put your foot on the brake, easily done, and if the car swerves, turn the wheel the other way. Lay back, the seats are leather. Lay back, it's over. and with the mist lifted, a sigh so natural, your own company, so good you don't know that you're in it. Lie down and speak to the start. Lie down, and in your ear, from the rafters, loose talk.
Nice move.
time.
Where I change. Great Casablanca. Bye. I know what Thank you.